What do you worry about? What are your greatest worries?
That's a good question. I never thought of that. Well, I'm not actually the worrying sort of person, so I don't walk around worrying. I'm really so optimistic. I walk around solving things. I worry that, but you know, in the process of it, I worry that there aren't enough good people in the world. I worry that Jews will become complacent with what we have and not want to change them because change is difficult. I worry that not all my students are first rate and we did something wrong and sent them out into the world where they might do damage to people. I worry about that I do wrong things and sometimes you can't take them back. You know, none of us are perfect. I worry about my family, obviously, and their health. I worry about Israel. I can't do much about that. Look at the news today. I worry about Israel, which seems to be a perpetual war. And I worry about the world situation. I worry about poverty. I mean, I hate looking at the newspaper in the morning. Too much pain, too much suffering. I worry about world leaders who don't care and business people who just want to make more money. I worry at the moment that America is becoming a mean-spirited place, and that's not what it was meant to be. I worry about intolerance. I mentioned it before, but I worry about Jewish intolerance. I worry about why not all brands of Judaism can get along to be allowed freedom in Israel. Right now, that's not the case. They're controlled by a small group of fanatics. I worry that people don't think deeply about things. They're satisfied with what they think. I once was interviewed in 1980 or something like that. Some article called "Jews You Should Watch in the 80s," as I recall it was called, or something like that. And I said one of the things I wanted to do was change the shape of knowledge. So it's not just giving a new answer to an old question, it's asking a new question that will get us farther. And I worry that sometimes we get bogged down in old conversations that are going to get us nowhere. How often have you been in a meeting and you've been there long enough to say, oh, I know this conversation, there's a 3B, I know exactly how it's going to end. And, you know, what's the point of having it again? It's, no, you didn't get in here last time. So why don't we ask new questions? I worry about intolerance. I don't understand bigotry. I don't get it. Why do people care so much about other people's private lives? I just don't understand it. I mean, you know, I worry about, why can't gay people get married? What the hell is this country all about? That's the only thing they got to worry about with the world? I mean, give me a break. Now the New York Supreme Court. You know, or I worry about racial prejudice, about time we got over it. I mean, you know, we all have our biases, but gee whiz, I don't worry about anti-Semitism terribly much. So I recognize that it's there, and I wish it weren't. So I guess I do have a little more worries than I thought. It's just that I don't walk around. I actually do worry a lot about it. You know, I take it back. I worry when I hear the news. Almost always when I hear the news, I worry about what the world's coming to. But I try my best to work on a one-on-one basis. That's the only thing in my power to do.